Harry's on now.
Can't talk. Too busy.
Why? What?
I've just got emails to catch up on here. Just got to do my emails.
You're doing your correspondence while we're doing the podcast.
I just got to do my correspondence. I was writing down something that you said the other day.
Okay.
And then it reminded me of one day not too long ago when I was just typing something on my phone and you were like, are you writing down something I said? I was like, who do you think you are? Like,
but you do it.
But
you
do it.
Proved me right there.
But I just don't want you to know when I do it. So it's a surprise when I do.
Okay. So, sorry, you did write something down or you didn't?
Well, I was looking at some of the things that you said there recently.
Okay.
And you woke up on the 8th of December.
Right.
And you were lying in bed and you said, I just had a dream about a man who loves hot dogs, who was like, no, hot dogs, like sexy dogs. And then my alarm went off.
What the fuck?
That was stupid. But I don't know if we said this before, but this one made me chuckle. On the 24th of February last year, you were skitting a woman who works in the UN. And you said, oh, you work for the UN. UN idiot then. I don't know if we've laughed at that before, but I absolutely love that.
That is so shit.
It's so shit. It's just so rude. Like, so mean.
Like, as if I could ever work in the UN, maybe as a fucking janitor or something, but they'd never have me.
UN idiot then.
Oh God, that is just...
You're full of your fun.
I'm such a loser.
You are.
Oh, do you know what? I'm so random.
You're so random.
Lads, you just wouldn't be able to keep up with me now.
Someone get this girl a pint of the black stuff.
Oh God.
She's so mad.
That's all I keep saying anytime I try to describe what a pick me is.
Yeah, you keep talking about a girl who likes Guinness.
And I can't think of any other excuse, and I don't know if that's even right. I think I just saw one video about someone drinking Guinness and it was like a pick me thing. And that just stuck with me and I never looked up any other examples.
I think at the end of the year, do you know the way there's like word of the year?
Yeah.
Yours is going to be pick me.
Why? Because I keep going pick me, pick me.
Pick me, pick me. No, you keep saying pick me girl.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Once, maybe twice a week you talk about pick me girls.
I think yours is going to be, you keep doing blank. And you're just going to...
Is it not? You love that.
Yeah.
I say that to you a lot.
You do.
There's a lot of things you absolutely love. Name on. Go on.
There
on.
Is even more...
Things you hate.
Things that you hate.
You're so bitter to bring that up.
Do you think I love more things or you hate more things?
I think I want to say you love more things.
Yeah.
Because it makes me sound like an asshole to say I hate more things.
What? Give us an example of something you hate.
I hate when the internet doesn't work.
Oh, Jesus. I think a lot of people will agree with you there. Slow technology.
I hate when someone doesn't ask questions.
What do you mean?
I hate when you're chatting to someone and you're asking them questions and you're kind of interested in what they say and they keep talking about themselves. And then when you stop answering questions, they keep talking about themselves and you're like... You're not going to ask a question back, like?
I knew what you meant. I was just giving an example of asking a question.
Shit, you got me there. And that, everyone, is how you ask a question. I absolutely hate when someone doesn't ask a question.
I know.
I hate when people don't say thank you.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm going out of my fucking way here to do something small for you. And you don't have the decency to even give me a smile.
Yeah, that's something that, like, whenever we're in the car, that you're, like, when you let someone go or whatever, you're just like, thank you, dickhead. Yeah.
Fuck you, then.
But I think these are all things that most people hate, and I hate all these things as well.
Okay.
I think I'm just more vocal about the things that I love. I think you find it kind of embarrassing to love loads of things.
Well, no, it's not that. I'm just trying to think of, like, things
you're just
that
like,
I
no,
do.
I'm a big fucking lad. don't love anything.
I'm a pick me lad.
I'm a pick me lad.
Would a pick me lad, if a pick me girl is like a girl who's trying to be like more of a lad, is a pick me lad a lad that's trying to be like more of a girl?
Yeah, so I saw a video about pick me guys.
Oh, that's the thing then.
Yeah, well, I only saw one video and it was just like, do you want to go out or something, whatever? And it's like, oh, don't answer that. Like, no one ever wants to go out with me anyway.
Okay, right.
And it's that kind of like, but look, and being like, but do you though?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, people never want to go out with me. What do you think? Yeah, it's just that kind of vibe.
I think you have a blackhead in your shoulder there that I want to squeeze.
Oh, where? Yeah, stop it.
What?
You're going to make it worse.
You're going to make it worse.
Well,
I always make everything worse.
Now, pick me
by. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
And then I have to be like, no, you don't. It's okay. Yeah.
Did you just learn me?
I just fucking learned you there now.
That's another thing I fucking hate. I absolutely hate when someone's like, and sure, then I have to fucking learn him. I have to learn him.
Like, I don't think that many people say that.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, maybe it's a big Carlo thing,
is it?
It's
people living in the shticks.
Oh, right.
Fucking learn them.
Oh, I thought that
unless
was
people,
like...
If people are doing it ironically, I'm kind of like...
Fucking learn you now.
That's funny, yeah.
Yeah, I think people say it like...
Some people say it seriously, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, you hate a lot of things. What do you love? You do love a lot
curry.
Of things.
Curry. I love curry.
You would fucking go to war for curry. You absolutely love curry.
I'd go to war on you.
Oh, God, you go to war on yourself.
I would... not even like... Like Indian curries I do like as well, but Thai curries, chipper curries, Chinese curries. I know Chinese curry is not technically a thing, but...
That is one of your big loves in life.
I love it.
You fucking love curry. Actually, food you love.
I do love food.
Food, yeah. You love food. I think there's something just so insane about sitting down, using your spare time to watch videos about how to like make the perfect fried egg or... make rice in the right way. Like, I'm just like, who cares about that?
You care about it. Are we gonna just do this? No, you care about it.
Why do I care about it?
Because you're getting to eat the end product.
Oh, true. And then I'm like, oh, I like that. That's kind of sticky rice.
Yeah.
True.
I liked that bolognese was tastier today because you cooked down the tartness out of the tomato paste.
And because you browned the onions.
Oh, no, you sweat the onions for 20 minutes first.
Oh yeah, my God.
It all has an impact.
No, but that's mad to me that you're like, oh, I'm just watching a 10 minute video on how salty the water should be for pasta.
But it should be very salty.
It's like
seawater.
Who cares about that? But you care. I know I care in the end, but like it would never cross my mind to be like, to watch a video of that. That's the kind of thing that I'd be like, okay.
Do you know what doesn't make sense? You literally impersonate your old manager.
Yeah.
Oh, she's listening. Calling her out.
Well, I've had a few managers, so they won't know who it is.
Yeah, well, the one who's like, okay.
Whenever I open my mouth, she'd be like, oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Fuck me then, yeah?
Yeah. Do you think we should... start the show?
Yes, let's start the podcast.
Okay.
What the people want.
Welcome back to the Shudder Butter podcast, Stephanie.
Welcome back, Gary. On this podcast, we try new things, be it hobbies, interests, wellness trends, sports, you name it, we do it.
We do a little bit of research on the topic.
We do.
We have a stupid little game in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and then we wrap it all up in a tight little package, little taut package,
God.
And talk about how we got on actually trying the activity to let you know if you should bother with it too.
If you should bother. What are we trying this week?
This week is all about taking supplements for sleep, specifically magnesium.
Yeah.
Were you a bit shocked by that or what?
No, I was just like... I thought you'd cut out if I said anything else anyway.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, I just was like, I won't waste my fucking breath.
Don't waste your breath.
Oh, we're back. We're back. How are you?
Good.
You
good? Just thinking, good. Do you know how nosy you are?
How nosy is Mike?
How nosy am I?
How nosy am I?
The other day we were standing outside and chatting to our neighbours.
Yeah.
One of them was downstairs, one of them was upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
And the one that was downstairs was like, the work's done. Do you want to have a look? And you were like, yeah. Yeah, let's go. And you were straight downstairs dying to see what bit of work they had done inside.
The minute he hadn't finished his sentence and I was like, yeah. Yeah. Like, I was just waiting. And I literally said, I was just waiting for you to say that.
Yeah. Itching. Just like, what does it look like? What does it look like?
Yeah.
Who cares if it's white? If it's painted white inside?
I care. I care. It's lovely. I care. I'm dying to see it.
I have to listen
to the construction, I want to get the payoff as well, that I can see how nice it is in the end. And it was lovely.
So we're talking about sleep supplements today.
We are. We are. Last week we did face yoga. I've kept it up a tiny bit.
Have you?
Yeah.
I haven't one single bit. I don't think I'll ever do it again.
I know. Sure, you barely even fucking did it.
That's rude.
I have kept it up here and there.
Right.
About every second day I've been doing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes?
Yeah, I've kind of just made my own little... You're just grooming me there. Do you mind?
Pulling the knits out of your hair.
I've kind of just made my own little moves that feel good.
Right, okay.
So I am still kind of doing it here and there.
So you're a certified face yoga instructor.
Yeah, I just have made my own. If anyone wants to buy a course.
What do you think of sleep supplements? What are your thoughts coming into this?
Oh, my thoughts are, I'm glad we're doing it at the moment.
Because you're wrecked.
I'm wrecked. I'm not sleeping the best of late. And I've been having quite a few migraines out of nowhere.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. Okay. So I would love to get some really good sleep at the moment. I also have my 3 a.m. wheeze.
You do? I had a 3 a.m. wee last night.
And 3 a.m. is a sign of stress, apparently. It's like a thing that lots of people wake up at 3 a.m.
I thought 3 a.m. was the witch's hour.
Is it? No, the witching hour is like trying to get kids to sleep the last hour they're awake, isn't it?
Is it? The witching hour or the witching witches, hour? The witch's hour.
Oh, that's the witching hour. So maybe the witch's hour is 3 a.m.
So what's the witching hour? 7 p.m.
It's like when kids start to lose their mind a little bit. They're wrecked.
Oh, okay.
I think.
The bitching hour.
Yeah, so the 3 a.m. wee situation, I'd love to get rid of that. Mm. I also need to stop drinking water in the evening.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think I woke up last night, maybe stressed, but I think it's because you were so fucking warm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Your knee was in my side and it was burning.
But I always, I have to be touching you, even if it's just at my knee.
Yeah.
I always dig my knee into your back.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want something to really tranquilize me as well.
Yeah, fair. What are your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts are, let me just read what I've been thinking. I've always been wary of taking things for sleep. I was like, is that kind of bad?
I think that's a real Irish thing. I think in Ireland, we're very slow to take something for sleep.
I thought melatonin was really bad for you, but I don't think it is.
Well, you have melatonin naturally in your body.
I know, yeah, but to take supplements, melatonin is a supplement.
Yeah, because you can't get it in Ireland over the counter, sure.
Can you not?
No.
Oh.
That's what I mean. In Ireland, we're very skeptical about anything.
But we'll believe fairy forts. Yeah.
That we will, because that is true.
Because you don't fuck with a fairy fort.
You don't fuck with fairies. No. Fairies are evil.
Right.
That'll be a different episode.
The good fairies, should you fuck with them? Anyway, do you know what is good about doing this episode?
What is good about doing this?
We can move away from the subjective. Yeah, I said it. I know you love that word.
Oh.
Because I can actually measure. With my whoop.
Class.
Throwback to the whoop episode.
Oh my God, obsessed with that.
So I can see that it actually improved my sleep. That's good.
Does that mean I will get the whoop finally?
No, you're not getting the whoop yet. You're not allowed to get the whoop. I'm the only one allowed in the house to wear a whoop. You know that.
No, you're right. I have to let another subscription go.
You have to let
two subscriptions go. Because I realized the other day all of my subscriptions are about €90.
Altogether?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What are you subscribed to?
So many things.
There's Hulu. There's Amazon.
Heyu, Amazon, Netflix, Headspace, Memrise. Have Google storage, Apple storage.
Yeah, they're monthly.
They're 10 a month each. I need them.
What a sucker.
There's loads. That's what interesting, isn't it?
Sucker. Yeah, but well, look, it just opens up the eyes to everyone else about how many subscriptions they have and how much it could cost.
I can't think of it. And sometimes I just get things in my thing, in my Revolut, and it's like $9.99 to Apple. And it's just like a subscription. I don't know what it even is. For a while there, I was paying for Amazon Video twice.
But why?
Like, for months. Like months.
But how do you know you're paying for it twice?
Because I was getting billed from Amazon twice a month. And I kept being like, that is so soon now that it's charging me again. And then I realized it was every kind of 2 weeks.
But would you not look into it and be like, is someone else billing to my account?
I did look into it and I cancelled one of them.
Right. Okay.
I think.
Anyway. Yeah, melatonin, wasn't really sure about that. Heard about magnesium there recently.
Yeah, oh my god.
It's doing the rounds.
Magnesium is doing the rounds. Mm. You're right. It's having a moment.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of what we're going to focus on.
Yeah, magnesium is having a big moment. And if everything I see on social media is to be believed, which right. I think I've said before.
It isn't.
Then magnesium is the answer to all of my problems. It's supposed to be good for sleep, anxiety, PMS, period cramps, restless leg syndrome, which I don't have.
Heard of that.
But, yeah. And loads of different things.
RLS, it's actually called.
Wouldn't be mad about taking melatonin.
No, but we'll chat about that in the research. Okay. But have you ever had one of those snoozy teas?
Yeah. Dreamy, sleepy nighty, snoozy snooze.
Yeah. What was that again?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Do they work?
I think so. I don't know if they work or if it's kind of like a placebo. That's the word I was thinking of. I would be more likely to buy them now because, do you know the celestial tea with the bear? And he's wearing like a nightdress and a little nightcap. You know that bear?
No.
And the sleepy tea?
I'm thinking of the bear that...
God, no, you're not even allowed to say what you're going to say there. But that bear has a really good Instagram presence. So I'd be more likely to buy it now because I'm just like, I feel like I know him. Cut out that burp, please.
Yeah. You feel like you know the bear who's dressed in a nightdress.
Yeah, is wearing a little nightcap.
Just a nightcap?
No, a nightdress as well.
A nightdress or like, you know.
Like a dress, like do those ones down to the ground.
Oh.
That like men wear like back.
Is it a male bear or a female bear? That's something.
Male bear.
You're getting a bit too close to this male bear. I'm thinking of the male bear that was wearing a mankini.
What?
And the one that wears a mankini and he has like round glasses on. And he's smoking a cigar.
You're making that up, you fucking weirdo.
No? You don't know that one?
No, but I know what goes on inside your brain now.
What?
No, but this bear is dressed the same as the bear that I made. I think we talked about this before, did we? But the magazine subscriptions where you, like, the first one is like 99 cents.
Oh.
And then every week after that, it's like $10.99 or something.
Yes.
To buy all the things.
Scumbags.
I did one of them that was like to make a bear that wore like a night dress and a nightcap.
And I'm like, what, how much did it cost in the end?
Don't know.
100 quid, like.
Probably.
Like, that is... just robbery, like.
Honestly, but your great life lessons. Like, well, you learned so.
Those magazines prey on the weak.
They do.
Yeah.
That and PC Genius. You buy it every week.
PC Genius, yeah. I don't know why you'd buy that. You're not good with technology at all.
No, because I was just dying to use the computer and we didn't have the internet. And we had a computer and I was like, oh, I just want to use it to do something on it.
So you got PC Genius to be a PC Genius. Is that why you got it?
No, it was just games, like.
Oh, was PC Genius not a magazine?
It was, yeah, but it came with a disc. It was for kids, like.
I think you're reading like, up being like, I'm going to be such a PC Genius when I read this.
It was for kids. It was all colours and like a giraffe and like.
Oh, I thought it was kind of more of a serious
no,
thing.
It wasn't like a technology magazine.
That's
was
what
like,
I thought it was.
No.
Okay, right.
God, no, I wouldn't have had any interest in that.
I know.
But anyway, did you do any research for this episode?
Nah, I didn't bother my arse. I did, yeah. Did you?
Okay. I did as well.
Were you rubbing your chin telling me to rub my chin?
No, I just, there's cat hair stuck to the microphone.
Right.
And it was reacting with the hairs on my chin.
Chinny chin chin. I looked up the chat about in this podcast about why that weird fucking cat every night is outside our door.
Is it like why, a girl in heat?
It's something, yeah, it's like a mating call. It's just a horny cat looking for the ride.
Every night around the same time.
Around the same time.
Around half nine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that it?
It's more, I want to say gruesome than that, but I don't know if that's the right word.
It's harsh.
It's just annoying. It's like, shut up.
And I always think it's that fat head cat. So I'm like, I want to just give you a little boot in the head.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Throw
a
condom out. We're like, fucking don't be fucking bringing more cats around here.
It's so annoying every night. Sometimes during the day and I'm like, have you no shame?
Yeah. It's like, light a day. One of us walking around the streets every night being like, ride. Can someone ride me? And then during the day as well, you're like, oh.
No. Now, go on, give us a bit of research. What did you look into?
So, I started with the big old CC.
Oh.
Cleveland Clinic, bitches!
God.
The best SEO in the fucking Midwest.
They honestly have.
They are page one of Google, anything to do with health.
They have such... Who's their SEO guy?
I've got a good SEO guy. I've got a good... Do you want me to my neon guy to look at that?
Yeah.
So they have
good SEO guy.
They have a really
His
good
name's
SEO
Kenny.
Guy. Yeah. They can vitamins and supplements help you sleep.
Okay, good. Very good place to start.
That is literally what we're trying to ask. Mm. So they spoke to an integrative medicine specialist.
Oh, don't trust that. What?
Well, he's
you okay?
What does MD mean?
Oh, yeah. Medical doctor.
Medical. Okay, right. Yeah. So,
I thought it was like someone that would be like, oh, I integrate holistic and medicine.
Yeah. I don't know. Integrative medicine specialist, Naoki Umeda, as in you need more sleep, you speak it to me.
Okay. Nice.
So to find out, like, you know, vitamins and supplements, do they help? Do they not? Right. So they kind of just went through a couple of different things about, yeah, melatonin. That's probably the one that we've all heard about most.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a hormone that's produced naturally by your brain when things get dark.
Yeah.
And then you start just shutting down pretty much and getting sleepy. So that's what melatonin does. It's good for sleep, but maybe not if you're pregnant.
Melatonin? Oh.
Because apparently it affects a blood thinner that's in your body.
Oh, weird. Yeah. That sounds kind of dangerous.
Apparently, I read another article that was saying 4% of pregnant women take melatonin.
I would wonder, like, it's probably just the pure bias that we don't sell it over the counter in Ireland.
Mm.
I'm just like, it's probably not safe.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
What is it?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. That, like, for most of these, the valerian root is another thing. That's a herb that was, it contains two naturally occurring sedatives.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
And that has been used for sleep aid as far back as ancient Greece and Rome.
Okay, I'd be on board with trying that.
Did you just catch yourself or did I just catch you doing
it? It was your face. I was just like, the test.
Here we fucking go. Stood the test of time.
But like...
We should get you a tattoo that just says, stood the test of time.
Listen.
To be believed.
This relationship has stood the test of time.
It has. So therefore people
should
look
at it
like,
so far.
Yeah. So you drink that as tea. Magnesium now, on the other hand, you can take that as magnesium glycinate or magnesium citrate.
Mm.
And that changes some of the neurotransmitters in your head that can have a calming effect. I think in your head or in your body or whatever.
In your brain, in your head.
What's that in your head? So that's actually supposed to be really good. You can take it if you're pregnant.
Okay.
Magnesium, because it's just a naturally occurring thing.
Yeah, but melatonin is as well, apparently. But
yeah.
Is it just that there's probably a bit too much?
Well, with all of these things, it's like, yeah, they're all fairly grand, but you don't want to take too much.
Yeah, and I saw a few places that's like melatonin especially, you don't take for a really long period of time. It's not meant to be taken forever.
Yeah, so that was another thing. I was reading about that in something from Harvard.
No.
Heard of them? Yeah, it's where Matt Damon and Natalie Portman went to school.
Did they?
Yeah. They both did an arts degree.
Where they went to school. Oh, arts. Oh, nice. Another
where
fellow
are
BAs.
They now? Oh, yeah. You did arts as well, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't do arts. I did communications, but it's a Bachelor of Arts in Communications.
So you pretty much went to Harvard.
Basically, I'm Matt Damon, I think.
You're pretty much a Matt Damon.
Or Natalie Portman, I should have gone with, but...
No, you look more like Matt.
I relate more to Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. So they spoke to Suzanne Bertisch, who's a clinical director of behavioral sleep medicine at Harvard-affiliated Brigham and Women's Hospital. Brigham? Women's Hospital?
Brigham. Bring him in, boys.
Bring him. She was saying, look, there's better ways to improve sleep quality than by taking supplements. And that's what Dr. Yumita, Yumita more sleep? You speak it to me. He was saying, supplements aren't the way to go. He was like, whatever you read or hear, there's not enough evidence to back any strong connection between vitamins, supplements and sleep.
What?
Yeah. He said there's been studies done.
Yeah.
But there's just not enough evidence. I think he was really talking about the whole effect on insomnia as well.
Okay, yeah. So this is all grand just to improve your sleep.
Yeah.
But if you literally suffer from the condition of insomnia, yeah, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. And as always, it's always down to what works for one person might not work for the other person.
Yeah, completely.
So he said what... I'll just keep interrupting whenever you want to talk.
Every time we take a breath.
He was saying the best thing to do is the usual things. Meditation, limit caffeine, no screen before bed, blah, blah, blah.
Blah.
You need to change the record.
Yeah.
I'm sick of hearing all the same stuff.
I'm sick of hearing all of that, especially when at the moment I'm doing all of that.
Yeah.
I was looking at the Sleep Foundation and they're saying a few studies have been done on magnesium.
Yeah.
But they do say there's one study, adults in their 60s slept longer, spent less awake time in bed and received lower scores on an insomnia scale when taking a magnesium supplement.
Yeah.
That's on the Sleep Foundation. Now, they did say that you can get a lot of magnesium from food.
Yeah.
So nuts have loads of magnesium. So
what?
I'm going to gobble on these nuts. I was leaving it open for you.
Yeah.
Leafy greens, whole grains, dairy, all of that.
Soy products,
exactly.
Yeah.
They all have magnesium. So you technically should get enough from food.
Mm,
I just got deja vu. Did we talk about this before?
About getting enough from food?
About this exact thing. About magnesium.
Have we done this episode before?
No, but did we talk about this before? And then we said, save it for another episode on magnesium.
I don't know. Don't know about that.
Weird.
Now.
Also, I saw a thing saying that my magnesium can help migraine prevention.
Oh,
so
I didn't
this
see
is
that.
A good time because I have constant migraines at the moment.
Mm.
They mentioned about melatonin then.
Yeah.
And they're saying how your brain naturally produces it in response to darkness. You said that. And a lot of people take it for jet lag and stuff. So melatonin can be really good to get you into a good sleep routine if you're out of a sleep routine. There was a study, this is weird, or a survey on the Sleep Foundation that said nearly half of parents in the US give melatonin to kids for sleep.
But it's better than a bit of whiskey in the bottle, isn't it? A bit of whiskey in with the milk.
Yeah, but
That's what my mom did.
But that,
it's not what
that's not your
that. Incriminating her.
No, she's just give you shots.
She used to give us a shot of whiskey before bed. You're like, not the medicine
don't
again.
Don't mix it.
Not
don't
the brown medicine.
It.
No.
That's terrible. You need to be very clear that you're joking.
I am joking.
Because what if one day you're famous and someone takes that clip?
And what?
And your mom's cancelled.
And what?
So I find that very weird. Again, it could be because in Ireland you just don't get it very readily, but I would not be giving it to kids.
I wouldn't either. And the Mayo Clinic, Mayo for Sam, they had an article on what to consider before using melatonin supplements for sleep. So everyone has the idea of, melatonin helps you sleep. But it's not what they were saying. It's not a sleep promoter. It's a circadian rhythm regulator.
Oh, what?
So it's supposed to be used to reset our clocks when sleep is difficult because your circadian rhythm is off because of shift work, jet lag, or maybe you've got some condition that's kept you up all night.
Okay.
So it's supposed to reset your clock to be able to, you take it so you can start to wind down at a certain time.
Yeah.
Rather than sort of taking it to help you sleep all the time. You know?
Okay.
So people are using it wrong. And the other thing as well is that a lot of people are taking too high of a dose. they were saying. And that can have the opposite effect. So you can actually get sleepier during the day if you're taking too high of a dose. So the whole idea of melatonin being the solution, it's supposed to be a short-term fix to get you back in your rhythm rather than...
Whereas magnesium is a supplement you can continuously take.
Yeah.
Now, with magnesium, there's loads of different types of magnesium and I never really know which one. And I think they can be a bit rough on your stomach.
Well,
oh,
from melatonin nightmares to magnesium shitemares. If you take too much magnesium, as Dr. Humida would put it, you end up weeing from your bum bum.
Oh my God, that's the medical term.
Medical term. That's how the doctors say it.
Oh,
yeah, so
God.
It apparently gives you diarrhea. So I came across this article. Last night my soul left my body. Yes, I pooped out my soul and went to heaven. And now I'm a brand new man. So he basically went, he was constipated, some lad. And he got a bottle of magnesium citrate. And because he was so constipated, he drank the whole bottle. Which That's such
Why
a dumb
would
move.
You do
Why would
that,
you drink a whole bottle of anything? I suppose he kind of thought, that's grand. He was on the toilet for 4 hours.
Fucking hell, he could have ended up in hospital, like.
Maybe, yeah. 5 minutes of which was just straight vomiting. The worst part was...
Fuck me.
The last thing he ate was 20 boneless hot wings. And they were called the nuclear wings from Zaxby's, which I don't know, Zaxby's is like a chain in America, I'm not sure.
This person lives in extremes, don't they?
this is a direct quote. After five straight minutes of puking and 4 straight hours of pooping, I passed out on the bathroom floor for 2 hours only to be awoken by my dog licking me to see if I was dead. Magnesium citrate, more like magnesium shit straight into a coma. Between the crying and farting and dying and whatnot, it was one of the worst experiences of my life so far.
My God.
So
that is so extreme.
It's so extreme.
That person lives in extremes though.
Ah, yeah.
20
hot wings. Nuclear hot wings followed by a full bottle of magnesium.
Fuck me. What are they up to like?
Yeah, so like magnesium, good for you. Well, good for your sleeping, but don't take too much or you're going to be shitting and vomiting.
Yeah, I've heard that it can make things a little bit active.
Have you? Yeah, you never mentioned that.
Yeah.
Kept that a secret.
Why would I mention that?
Why would I mention that? Why wouldn't I want you to shit yourself?
The only other thing that I have here now, lad, was about like sleepy tea.
Yeah, sleepy tea.
Sleepy time tea.
Yeah.
Contains chamomile. So it's kind of just like... chamomile tea.
Chamomile tea apparently contains a chemical compound that when it binds with something in your body, it has a mild tranquilizing effect.
What?
Chamomile tea. No, tranquilizing sounds very extreme.
It does, yeah.
That's what I read about, yeah.
Jesus.
When it's bound with certain receptors. But chamomile tea, yeah, that's what's in sleepy tea.
Yeah, so I'm like, where did I find this? I think this was on... the same website for the Sleep Foundation. They were talking about sleepy tea and they said like a short-term randomized trial. So this is like...
yeah.
Not too scientific. Of 40 healthy adults found that those who drank a sleepy tea daily for 1 week reported better sleep quality than those who did not drink the tea. It's not a very in-depth trial.
Yeah.
But...
I think chamomile tea seems to keep coming up. That valerian root tea as well.
Yeah.
Lavender tea is another one. Mm. And there's a couple of different teas. Lemon balm, I think, is another one as well. That's kind
I've heard that one.
Type of mint, I think.
Yeah.
The other thing as well about like pregnant women can't have the valerian one. And they're actually advised to not have herbal, two different types of herbs and stuff.
Oh, weird.
The weird thing, because I was looking into that, like, because I kept seeing, can't have that when you're pregnant, can't have that when you're pregnant, which is probably the fucking, the shit part about being pregnant. There's so many things you can't have.
Can't have sushi.
Can you not? Raw fish, I suppose. Shellfish in general, maybe.
Pretty sure you can't have anything like that that's raw.
Fuck's sake, you'll be grand.
Why?
You don't really care for sushi, do you?
Oh.
Or shellfish.
I was like... what the fuck's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, what's this kind of jab you're doing? But see, they were saying about melatonin. Some people take it. There's some studies that say you don't. Mm. Antihistamines are apparently a good thing if you're pregnant as a sleep aid.
What?
Yeah, for morning sickness, indigestion, and they induce sleepiness, some of them.
Weird.
So that's a good one. But the issue is, a lot of the time they're not really sure with some of these teas and different things, because there isn't a lot of studies done on pregnant women, because they're too...
They don't want to do anything bad to them.
Yeah, why would anyone want to? You know, it's kind of like, there's not a lot of studies done to show whether they're safe or not because they're pregnant.
Fair.
So yeah, I think the whole thing when it came back to like, well, what kind of sleep supplements do you take if you're pregnant? You just chat to your doctor, and chamomile tea is probably grand.
Yeah, probably.
Well, now we just need to play a little game. Then we just need to take a bit of magnesium every night before we go to bed.
Yeah. We need to go get some magnesium. Yeah.
Need to down it. Need to sit in the toilet for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Jeez, we've only one toilet in the house, so we'd be fucked.
We'd be absolutely fucked. We have a sink.
Yeah, but the bathroom's very small. Like,
it is, yeah, true.
Like, if I was
sitting... I meant the kitchen sink.
Oh, okay. And there's two sinks there, actually. So we'd be sorted.
We do have a double sink. Only one toilet, but a double sink.
A double sink. The sinks are definitely big enough for an arse. Big enough for your arse, even. You know, the other one, I kind of think you could sit on it and it might fall over or something like. But that one, that's a sturdy sink for an arse.
Right, come on.
Right, okay.
It's my turn to do the game. Are you ready to be wowed?
Are we wearing the same jeans? They're kind of the same color, aren't they?
No, they're not the same jeans, because mine were about Fiver and yours are Levi's. Someone's treating himself.
Someone's wealthy.
Someone's wealthy buying Levi's 2 years ago.
I wish all my jeans were Levi's. This should be an ad for Levi's.
Why?
I wish all my jeans were Levi's.
Are they much better than your other jeans?
Yeah, they're comfier.
Why? Are they?
And I've had these for a couple of years. Now, I haven't been wearing the shite of them, but...
You literally didn't wear them for 2 years.
Literally. You literally didn't wear them for years.
You literally didn't wear them. Can we get into the game, or do you want to just fancy yourself a bit more?
Does you like?
Oh, whoa. You're always telling me, oh, be nicer to yourself. Have more confidence to yourself. I do for 1 second, and then you're like, Jesus, someone's fun to themselves.
You love yourself.
Okay, are you ready to play? Did you say hit the scratcher or I'll answer after?
I think that's one of the best names you've had in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I got the inspiration from
being in bed.
So fucking basic and childish.
Right.
Was in Madagascar, the movie, and he's like, did they say Grand Central Station or my aunt's constipation?
Oh, I don't remember that.
So fucking childish. But anyway, say hit the scratcher or I'll answer after?
Madagascar is a great movie.
It is a great movie. Hit the scratcher is go to bed, by the way, for any international listeners or any listeners outside of TIP, maybe. Do you say hit the scratcher in Carlow?
You were in the scratcher. I think that's a Dublin thing, is it not? No?
Is it?
Yeah, it's like, you know the way Tipperary always copy what Dublin.
Oh, fuck off.
Fuck off.
You're literally like, Carlow is like connected to Dublin. You wish you were Dublin.
We're beside Cork, the real capital.
Tip's the real capital. Clamel, biggest inland town in Ireland.
Is it?
Yeah.
The biggest inland town in Ireland.
It was when I was in school, anyway.
It's definitely not now.
It probably is.
Carlow's definitely bigger than Clamel.
Is Carlow not a city?
No.
No.
We don't have city status.
No cathedral. It always comes back to that.
I don't know. We might Carlow Cathedral. I think that's a thing.
Anyway.
This doesn't matter.
Did you say hit the scratcher or I'll answer after?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. You answer and then I answer after. And if you have the same answer as me, you lose a point. So, for example, I say to you, name a book.
Right.
And you name a book.
The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
Jesus, that's a book? Film.
Fuck. Not based off a book.
Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't think the book is called that, maybe.
Okay, well, can I say, like, is Harry Potter book two?
Yeah, no, that's a book. Grand.
But, like, do I need to say one of the books?
No.
Okay, all right.
And then, because I have my answers written down, and if I have the same one, you said the answer that I have, you lose a point.
So it's like Mr. and Mrs. the show.
Yeah, but you don't want to have the same as me.
But, yeah, okay. So it's kind of like...
So you start on 15 points, because there's 15 of them.
Right.
And you lose a point every time you have one that's the same as me.
We've never done this format before. That's very good.
And if you have... If you've less than 10...
Okay.
So if you go under 10 points...
Right.
And...
You didn't prepare this bit.
I'm only realizing now that I've
not. Then you need to wash the dishes all week.
It's only dawned on me now I have no forfeit. We'll come up with a forfeit as we go along.
Do we need a forfeit?
No, okay. But you if you get less than 10, you lose. Okay?
You need to have like all of the magnesium in there.
God. You need to down that tub of magnesium. There's 240 in it.
Right, okay. Sounds good.
Okay, are you ready to play Do You Say Hit the Scratch or I'll Answer After?
Yeah, so the objective is I need to say something that I don't think you've said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
Starting off easy,
right.
Name a drink.
Oh, what? Prime.
Oh, right. Okay. Tick.
Tick. What did you say?
I said Coke.
Oh, of course you'd say that.
Yeah.
Basic. Well, Prime is probably pretty basic, isn't it?
I don't know. I forgot you're such a big Jake Paul fan.
Is
that Jake Paul or Aaron Paul?
Who cares? They're just a pair of tits.
They are. Or Peter and Paul. What's
Peter
it?
Peter Paul. That's it.
Peter
yeah.
and Paul.
Say Peter Paul's Cathedral, Clonmel.
It's church, not cathedral. Oh. Name a comedian.
Right. Kevin Bridges.
Oh, I said Ricky Gervais.
Did you? I thought you were going to say Tommy Tiernan. That's who I said.
Oh, no, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think this is an easy game so far. I just need to think of what you wouldn't think of, which is...
How about just shut the fuck up and play the game?
Is that a question?
You're always like, this is too hard, this is too easy, this is too hard. What, is this a good game?
This
just
is a good game.
Just sit and relax and enjoy it, okay?
And enjoy it.
And enjoy yourself. Right. Name a brand. Name a brand, any brand.
Nestle.
Oh... What did I say?
There's a game.
Oh.
What
right,
did you
go on,
say?
Guess what I said.
I'd say you said, oh, that's a good one actually. Nike?
Yeah.
Did you?
That's exactly what I said.
See, we'd be good at Mr. and Mrs.
We would. Okay, name an Irish president.
Like Mary McAleese. You say Mary Robinson?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a real Mary Robinson head, aren't you? Because you love Robinson's orange.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing well. You have four right, or thank four God. That I didn't get. Name a car, like a brand of car.
A brand of car. Name a brand of car. Like, I'm going to say Ford.
Okay, I was never going to say Ford.
Did you say Tesla?
No.
What did you say?
Mercedes.
Mercedes.
Because we were watching Drive to Survive, so I thought we'd get you there.
You fancy George Russell?
Total.
What did you think of the race yesterday?
Oh, so good. You know I exclusively watch Drive to Survive and don't watch Formula 1. Unless... Like, if we go out to watch it, that's fun. That I would do. But I'm not sitting at home watching 50 laps of them going around in circles.
57. Not circles, that's NASCAR.
I always mix them up. Okay, name a snack.
Oh, name a snack.
Don't be looking at my iPad now.
Name a snack. Maltesers, that's not really. Is that a snack?
Is a snack, yeah.
Does that do?
Yeah, that'll do, I suppose.
Did you say popcorn?
No, I said cookies.
Oh, of course you would. Cookies.
Name an Irish county.
Leitrim.
Oh, I said Louth.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay.
Leitrim
right.
and Longford. Always forgotten about.
You're doing very well, Pat. Name a celebrity. I feel like this is the kind of thing I'd love to play along at home if I was listening to a podcast.
Don't force that on our listeners, really. I feel like if I was at home, I'd be loving this and playing along. If I was at home, I'd be giving this podcast a 5-star review.
Yeah, that's exactly the feeling I get from this game.
People at home are so lucky to listen to this. What was the question?
Name a celebrity.
Paris Hilton.
Oh, I would have never guessed you would have said that.
Yeah.
I said Dua Lipa.
I actually wouldn't have guessed you'd say that. Why the fuck did you say Dua Lipa?
I just, like, I don't know. I just saw something about her on Instagram the other day, so she was front of mind. Right. I don't think I've ever even listened to her. That's not true. I've definitely listened to her.
No one
I could name one of her songs. She was in the Barbie movie. Anyway. Okay. Name an F1 driver.
Oh.
You have a 1 in 20 chance.
George Russell.
Oh.
You say Carlos Sainz?
Yeah.
I knew
you
would.
Carlos Sainz.
We'd be good on
Mr. How did you know that?
I just can tell. I just know.
Okay. Name a dinner.
Oh. Name a dinner. Like... spaghetti bolognese.
Oh no.
What do you say?
Yes.
Bangers and mash.
Yeah. You knew it. How? Did you know that? I said bangers and mash.
I just know.
Okay, name a song.
This is so vague, like so broad. Fairy Tale of New York. See, my objective here is to name a song that you're not going to name. And I know you wouldn't name that one.
No, I wouldn't. That's true. I didn't really think of that being your objective. I think you'd be so cunning.
The harder part would be to guess what you're getting.
What I've said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actual game.
No.
Is it? What?
What do you think I'd guess? Name a song.
I feel like it'd be a Lizzo song.
No.
Oh,
I went really rogue here.
A Beyonce song?
That's not so rogue enough. No, I went with Mambo Number 5.
Oh, definitely wouldn't have guessed that one. That's good.
Name a shoe.
Stiletto?
No. Like a...
Not a type of shoe.
Yeah, like not like runner, stiletto, whatever. More like a brand.
Oh. This is hard to know. I'm trying to think of what you'd say so I don't say that one.
Oh.
I'm going to say, I feel like you might have said a New Balance.
No.
Okay. Phew.
The pressure you were under there.
Did you say?
Oh my God.
You couldn't have said Nike twice.
I said Converse.
Converse. Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say Vans.
Right.
Because I prefer Vans, but then I just went to a Converse in the end. I didn't really think of, I need to say what I think you would say. I didn't really think this true in that kind of way. I'm not as like devious and cunning as you are.
Why are you painting this picture of me?
Because that's just the way you are.
Because I'm an artist and art.
It took me a minute.
I know.
Name a CrossFit move.
Oh. Double under.
Oh!
Did you say bar muscle up?
No, I said burpees.
Oh, okay. Is that kind of lame? Like, they were like, oh, CrossFit moves.
Say CrossFit move. Ooh, oh,
burpees.
My God.
Oh.
Name a film.
Inception. There's like, see, the thing is with this, I have probably a million answers for each of them that I know you didn't say, because there's only one that you did say. So I would say you probably said either, and I don't know why these, but maybe you gave a wild card. The Lion King?
No.
No, or Barbie?
No, Barbie would have been too obvious.
Okay.
I said Dune.
Jesus, right, okay,
because,
very current.
Yeah, because the second one just came out there.
Right.
Dune or Dune?
This is like Nori all over again, isn't it?
Oh, Nori.
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 Nori. I just... If I say Nori.
Nuri.
Nuri.
Nori.
Nori.
Like, find a Nori.
Name a day of the week.
Oh, that's new. That's different.
Oh, no. Oh, and the last one. He's getting into it, lad.
That changes the odds.
I know, yeah.
How many films are there? There's only 7 days in the week, Stephanie.
True.
I'm going to guess Wednesday. Hump day, hump day.
What do you think I said?
Going over to hump day. What did you say? Friday?
I said Tuesday because that's the day this podcast comes out and I care about this podcast.
Oh,
unlike you.
Jeez, if I was at home now, I'd be absolutely loving this game and I'd be listening to this podcast every Tuesday. That's what you're doing.
You got them all right, aka you didn't get anything that I said.
Piece of cake.
Well done.
I actually enjoyed that. I did as well. I think we should play a Mr. and Mrs. game. Why don't we do more games off the telly? Like, you know, those game shows.
Like The Cube, where people just listen to us trying to walk around in a perfect square.
Yeah, you're blindfolded. But you're trying to put a ball in a box or something.
But you just hold the microphone out.
No, but what do you call that one where it's like the catchphrase is one?
What's the one that we watched for a while and got really into? Alex Trebek. Jeopardy.
That'd be a good
R.I.P.
one. Is he?
Alex Trebek died.
Former producer of Jeopardy. Who is Alex Trebek? Would that be it?
Who is Alex Trebek, yeah.
Yeah. That was a crap explanation. We wouldn't be good at making this up. You know what I do like? This kind of reminded me
you're
of.
Like, don't go off on the tangent. You're
yeah, I saw you go.
Took a massive breath there.
It's like, here comes a really long sentence. What do you call that one where they ask the public and then...
Pointless.
Pointless.
That's a great one.
That's a really good one. We should have a pointless.
We should do pointless with our listeners on Instagram, with our followers on Instagram.
That's actually a good idea, yeah.
So people vote and then we have the number. Love that. Okay, we'll do that one of the weeks.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for playing the game with me. And you did very well. You're not as dumb as you look.
Thank you.
Can, before we talk about
what
our experience, can I just quickly say that the worst thing ever happened to me in the gym the other day. It was the stuff of nightmares in the gym the other day. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Like, surely I would have seen. Oh. Is it when you had to chase everyone? Yeah. Oh, crap.
That was lousy.
That was so shit. Like, if you're not, you're not fast. Like,
we were playing a game. It was basically tag.
Yeah.
And you had to, like, there was one person at a time that you had to catch. First of all, they explained the whole game in Spanish.
Yeah.
So I didn't really know. So it took a while to understand. I couldn't catch anyone. I just, as much as I tried, I couldn't catch them.
No, I was like, I felt bad for you. I was thinking, I hope you just tag me and then I
couldn't tag you because like everyone was in little groups and you were in the middle. So I couldn't tag you.
I wanted to just run out.
I know we briefly made eye contact and you were just like, I know.
Yeah.
And I was like, help.
I felt really bad for you.
The worst part was, so like, obviously I couldn't catch anyone for ages. My pants were kind of falling down as well. Like, not falling down.
Your pants were at your ankles running around the gym.
No, I just mean my belly was out from all of the excessive running. Oh. And eventually she had to tell people to just let me catch them.
It was so shit. Like,
she said it in Spanish and she was going like, oh, come on, chicas. And then everyone started going really slow in front of me. Like, still couldn't catch them for a minute. And then one of them just was kind of like, just let me catch her. Like,
I think that was the end of the game then, wasn't it?
That was the end of the game.
They didn't
that
do
was
another round.
Absolutely awful.
That was so shit. I felt so bad for you. You're not fast, like. Crap.
Oh, God, that was painful.
But we didn't talk about it. We just kind of, I just said to you afterwards, I'd say you hated that. And you were like, yeah.
I was like, I'm actually just quitting this gym.
Never going back to this place.
Well, I hate it. On a Friday, they always play games. Oh, and I fucking hate the games.
And
like,
they're usually, like, there's usually at least one running game.
Oh, God. Yeah. So that was my week. I just had to talk about it because I was like, I'm going to save it for the podcast to talk about it again.
Because you were just so scarlet. Like.
It's the stuff that I literally have nightmares about.
Yeah, it is crap. Like, I really felt that.
What I think, though, is people were really nice to me for the rest of the class. The nicest they've ever been to me. I think they felt so sorry for me.
Oh, no. That is so shit, like.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or do you not think it's humanized me a little bit now?
Maybe.
They don't just look at me as like, oh, fucking foreigner.
Maybe.
Now they're like, oh, we kind of feel bad for it. So everyone was really nice to me.
Oh, well.
So that's one thing that came out of it. God.
We felt bad. I kind of still feel bad for you. Like, do.
No, don't pity me.
Wait, look, I don't.
I survived and now I have friends.
Do you consider them friends?
God.
I don't think they're friends.
That makes me sound so pathetic.
It does, yeah. We need to move on from this.
Okay, let's move on.
Right.
Magnesium.
Magnesium. So we got a tub of magnesium off Amazon for how much?
€23 for 240
tablets. 240
tablets.
And we need to take...
four a day.
Four a day. So what's 240 divided by four? Should be able to do it in our head. 60 days.
Do you know what? Doesn't matter.
30 days each.
30
so we,
days
we got
each.
A month's supply of magnesium. We took them for a week. We had to take two tablets in the morning, two tablets in the evening.
Equaling 400 mg. What's one thing that stood out to you over the week? No, I thought you'd say, I thought you'd instantly be like, the shits.
Oh, did you have the shits? Did you?
I didn't have the shits. Well, I kind of maybe briefly did. Day one, yeah.
Did
my
you?
Bowels were just all over the place. So, but that's like, that's what magnesium is kind of known for.
Yeah.
It's settled out now, thank God. Yeah. But I was just like, on day one, I was like, thank God I don't work in an office. This would be so uncomfortable.
Between veganism now and magnesium.
My body is just like, please stop.
Please.
And I ate half a block of cheese yesterday.
Would that give you the shits?
No, but it's probably not great for your insides. So I mean.
Block of cheese. Oh, block of cheese.
Block of cheese, block of cheese, block of cheese.
That's good now.
Right, go on. Tell me how you got on anyway.
So, well, actually, just on the whole getting the shits thing. Definitely didn't get the shits at all.
I feel like that's going to trigger people to be like,
ugh, I hate these
people. Call it the runs. Yeah. Call it the trots.
Call it the trots like the rest of us. I don't know. I felt like I slept worse this week.
Right.
So that was the whole idea for this, isn't it? To sleep better.
Yeah.
But then I was checking my whoop, 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 and that said that my sleep efficiency was up by 3%.
Oh, right.
And sleep efficiency measures how much of your time do you spend asleep
when
you're in bed. I don't know, was this enough time? I don't know, did it have any impact?
Yeah.
The only thing I know is it was easy to do. It was easy to forget, but dare I say it, we just habit stacked.
Well, it was easy when I was like, here, take 2 magnesium there. Yeah. That probably helped.
It was easy when you saved the day again. Thank God for you.
Well, there was quite a few times you kind of forgot. Right?
Yeah. So you just have it after breakfast, have it after dinner.
Yeah. Did you notice any like physical, do they supposed to be good for your recovery and everything to take magnesium?
No, my recovery was down this week. My sleep felt like it was down just based on Whoop. I'm so undecided on this. Maybe now, obviously we've got a fucking month supply, so I'm going to keep taking it for a month.
Yeah, maybe the longer you take it.
Maybe the longer, yeah, I don't know, but like, I think when we were doing the research, people that were sleep experts or whatever were like, supplements aren't going to do as much for your sleep as a good sleep routine.
Yeah.
And I think they're right. Like,
yeah, but we also have a good sleep routine at the moment. Yeah. Do you think it would like just enhance that?
Maybe, yeah. I think I started reading my Kindle before I went to bed because I got blue light blocking glasses this week, which could be another episode, but don't know.
Don't know how we'd measure it, really.
Yeah, well, it's a Whoop.
Oh, God.
Thank God for a Whoop. Huh? Thank fuck.
How did I briefly forget about that?
It's proven its value week on, week off since I got it. Week one or two was like, meh. But now, fucking
the more you have that, the more you
shite on
two
about.
Are fucking joined at the wrist.
We are joined at the wrist.
Literally.
So, yeah, I'm a bit undecided on this. It's not, again, maybe it's just expectations are too high on like, gonna have the best sleep ever now.
Yeah, completely. I think my expectations were high on the side of recovery and like muscle soreness and all that. I'm currently the sorest I've been from the gym in a long time. Maybe that was from all the running to try catch people.
Could have been that. Could have also been this is your first week doing 4 days
instead of three. Yeah. But I kind of thought like, oh, but I'm taking magnesium, so I'll be absolutely grand.
Yeah.
I slept well this week, like, so I was falling asleep really quick compared to other weeks. That's one thing I really, really noticed.
Yeah.
I fell asleep really quick, but I feel like I woke up more tired every day. I woke up more tired every day and I was kind of groggy during the day. Like, remember there was a couple of days I was like, oh geez, I could take a nap now.
Yeah.
So I don't know if taking the magnesium in the morning was like just making me too tired during the day.
Do you reckon?
Well, like if it's supposed to be kind of like a wind down thing, you take it at night. People often take it before bed. I was taking it during the day and then just kind of like, eh. So I felt groggy. Like during, like in the morning, during the day, I just was tired this week.
Right.
One major thing.
Oh.
No migraines.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a fucking big one. I completely forgot you were getting migraines.
I know. I got 5 and 10 days.
Yeah.
And when I started taking the magnesium, I still had the tail end of one on day one and I haven't got one since.
Fuck me.
Like
that's good.
That's serious going because it was getting really bad. I just had the blurred vision for 10 days. When I was looking it up, it does say magnesium is really good for migraines. I think as well, what'll be interesting is when I get my next period, because apparently magnesium is supposed to be good for period cramps.
Okay.
So I'll report back, lads.
Jeez, maybe you should just have the rest of the fucking tub. Yeah. Oh, well, no, I'm going to try it for a month, but...
Yeah, like it might just settle out, but I didn't... main thing was went to sleep quicker and no migraines. So those are two wins, but overall just a bit tired. Kind of some weird dreams.
Weird dreams all week.
Weird dreams all week.
Is that to do with magnesium?
I don't know. But we both did. Like, I had the weird dream about Billie Eilish had two parents that were sausage rolls.
Yeah.
So that was strange.
That's a weird one. Yeah.
Some people are like, your dreams hold meaning. Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah. None. Means you want sausage rolls. That's what it means.
Yeah, that could be what it means.
One of the sausage rolls was Jodie Foster, wasn't it?
Yeah, her mom was Jodie Foster.
Foster? No. Crap.
No.
Okay.
Mm.
I think I know what you're going to say.
What?
It's time to get to our internationally recognized scale of measurement.
Yeah.
We've heard of the ISO 2700. You might have heard of Michelin stars. Maybe you've heard of Net Promoter Score.
Oh my God, maybe you've heard of Rotten Tomatoes.
What do they call it? Tomatometer.
Yeah, nice.
Heard of the tomatometer. But have you heard of the Should I Bother Beans?
Yeah.
Because that's where this is at.
If you don't know, get to know.
Get to fucking know our scale of 1 to 5 rating things all Should I Bother.
Yeah, what are you going to give it?
So, the pros.
Yeah.
It's not that expensive.
That's a good one. And I actually saw a tub of magnesium for €4 in Lidl yesterday.
240 pills though.
No, but still like 30 or something.
It's not that hard to do.
No.
The cons.
Does it really work?
Does it really work? Yeah. Yeah. I'm still a bit like, nah, I don't know. Like I have a way to measure it.
Yeah.
I have fucking... more magnesium than I need.
Oh, your heart rate, your resting heart rate went down this week.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Let me actually just check.
I thought you said it went down to 48 or something.
Yeah, but I don't know, is it down on average?
And didn't you have your highest heart rate variability when you were sleeping one of the nights?
Geez, you're really about the magnesium now. Okay, we know how many beans you are going to get.
Well, no, I'm really about the whoop because I really want to get one and like... you're trying to make me more financially aware.
You're trying to fucking force me, I don't know, this week. Resting heart rate, 49%. No, 49 beats per minute. Down 2% from last week.
Yeah, so that could be something to do with the magnesium.
Yeah.
And I thought you said you had your highest heart rate variability night.
Heart rate variability, let's see. Okay.
Which isn't the higher the better with that.
Yeah. Yeah, 87. I had an 87 there. So I'm up 3% from last week.
Yeah.
Well, last week was up 6% from the previous week. I think that though is just the gym catching up. Like I've been up the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, because you're doing more exercise.
Yeah. So I don't know, is it because of magnesium or is it just that's just the trend?
Okay.
I'm not sure, but... yeah, look, I'm giving this probably 3.5. I'm going to continue to do it. There's no real harm.
Yeah.
You know, unless you take too many and you have the shit. Which happens to some of us here. 50% of people, it happens to.
Yeah.
50% of people that try, it happens to. So, yeah, that's what I think. I think 3.5. What do you think?
I have written down 3.5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is like the Mr. and Mrs. game again.
Oh my God, we're so on the same wavelength. I wanted to give it 4, but then I was like, no, because all week I felt really groggy. Like I was kind of tired. I wanted to take a nap. Yeah. Remember the day that I was like, I'm just cranky.
Yeah.
All of that. That could have been PMS. We don't know.
I was going to say, but I'm not allowed to say it.
You're not allowed. No, you're definitely not allowed to say that. Good thing you caught yourself.
I did.
Wouldn't
catch you though. Too fast.
You dick. I wouldn't catch you, literally. You wouldn't years.
Yeah.
I wanted to give it more. No, the 3.5 is basically just because it got rid of my headaches.
Okay.
Like, that is just, it wins 3.4 beans for that.
That was given a lot of stress.
The sleep, don't know.
Yeah.
Like, the jury's still out.
It is.
And I'm very curious to see what my next period will be like.
Class. Look, take pictures of it and put it up online.
I'll let you guys know, okay?
Yeah, too. You always fucking do anyway. Nobody's asking you to. So.
Oh, if I have to suffer, y'all have to suffer with me, right?
Class. Well, that's it for this week.
That's it.
If you enjoyed the podcast, if you enjoyed the game, and if you want us to just succeed in life with this podcast,
nice.
Leave us a little review. That's always very much appreciated.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you how you can leave one because Steph is always like, well, that's kind of condescending. So figure it out.
People know. Like.
Not everyone knows. I struggled to find it out the first time on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, but that's more of a reflection on you.
I always listen to Spotify on the desktop and you can't give reviews there. So I'm like, what?
Can you not?
No, you can only give it on mobile. Now, isn't it good that I
explained that? I didn't know. Fair.
There we fucking go. Anyway, review would be helpful. Next week, we're talking all about...
Sign language.
We're learning sign language.
Mm-hmm.
If you know sign language or you have any tips on how we can learn them, write to us on at Should I Bother Pod on Instagram. That's where we receive. Or if you're just sitting in the office at the minute, you're like, oh, I don't send enough emails in the day. You can email
us. Send us an email.
shouldibotherpod@gmail.com.
Yep. We're ready and waiting. Our secretary is on standby.
Yeah.
She's nothing to do. So we'll give her some jobs.
Thanks for listening this week. We'll be back next week with another episode on Tuesday.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a great week, guys.